Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Teachers get it. I think most parents get it, and even some adults suffer from it. That is, we take the winter break and we forget everything that we learned or that we were intending on accomplishing in December. Judith Allen is the Chief Operating Officer at CIS of Chicago. Thanks for joining us, Judith. Remind everybody what CIS of Chicago does.
So much for having us. Communities and Schools, we are an education service organization. We've been around the Chicago area since 1988. And what we do is we really help kids focus in school. We remove barriers that keep them from performing well, which means that we address attendance, behavior, and academics in K through 12 here in CPS.
And we have how many kids in CPS?
We have a lot of kids in CPS.
It says 83,000, but I thought it was more than 83,000, but I guess maybe that's...
83,000 is how many we will serve in the 150 schools that we work in this year.
My gosh. Tell everybody what the winter slide is.
The winter slide is exactly what you just mentioned, Lisa. It's that loss of traction that kids experience during when the routine is broken, right? So we see it in summer. There's a summer slide as well. And in December, we start to see it when they're gone for 2 weeks and everything that they've sort of built in terms of that system and that process and that protocol is gone. Like you said, it's the same thing that we experience when we come back from vacation and we can't remember how to use the copy machine.
I can't remember my password. That's always what happens when I get back. I'm like, what's my company password again?
Right.
We all do it. So when it comes to learning, though, this is important because otherwise you've got to do catch up in January.
Absolutely. And one of the things we want people to understand is it really is not about the academics. It's not about them forgetting math or how to read. It's all the behaviors that go into it. So it's that ability to focus, to sit still, to stay awake, and really be able to drill down to be back into the structure of the classroom.
Because if parents think their kids tune out when they're speaking to them, imagine when you've got a whole classroom of kids who are just not into it when they come back from winter break. So I know people say, well, the kids need a break. They need a holiday. But how do you maintain continuity and still give them, you know, a break for the holiday?
Right. And you know what? I absolutely agree. As a parent myself, I know that there's a time where they need to shut their brains off and watch cartoons and do all of that and eat all the candy and all the sweets. But there's also about moderation. So, you know, the kids are back in the classroom. I believe it's on the 6th of January. So maybe that means as we get closer to that 6th date that we start to get them back on a sleep schedule. We cut back on some of the sugar. One of the things that we're doing is that we're offering things for the students to do at home during that time frame as well to get their brains continually focused on that structure.
Wonderful, because not only do you have to prepare the students, but you have to prepare the teachers for what they're going to find when they get back after holiday break as well, right?
Exactly, and that's what we've done, is we've spoken to the teachers, the counselors, everyone in the school building and said, okay, so what is it that you would like to see when these students come back in January? And what can we do to help make sure that they're there on time and ready to go so that there's no learning loss? Because that's what we're trying to avoid, is that all of those distractions and all that refocus, losing traction on the academic side.
And the other component, the parents. How do you talk to them to say, yeah, let's get them on a sleep schedule. Let's get them off the candy, you know, the full pound of candy a day.
Right, absolutely. So we actually have packets that we have sent home with students, and we are sending home, you know, today and tomorrow, with parents that not only have worksheets, reading assignments, but easy, fun stuff where every day at 3 o'clock, maybe they sit down and get some pages done or do some reading. But also for the parents, we have tips and pointers, not just about that structure and that schedule, but we also have a lot of families that are trying to make ends meet. So what it is it's resources on where to find food banks, where to find sales on clothing, where to get resources to be able to maintain whatever they need in the home during those 2 weeks.
I really appreciate that, because if parents are struggling, children are struggling, and they come back to school and it's hard to determine exactly what the struggle is. But when you offer all of that information, I think you're just helping, you're helping a family, and that's what's important. Do you try and stay in touch with them over the holiday break?
Absolutely. The students that we work with in the schools where we case manage students and also where we provide community services, they have access to us through our social media, through our webpage, but also through their school personnel. So school leadership at all 251 of those schools know where to find us. So if there's, you know, forbid a fire or something that happens, some tragedy where they need us to rally our resources, we can be there for them as well.
And one of the things, not just the parents, but you talked about the teachers and supporting them as well. Is that focused on like stress management or self-care? Because I think teachers get a bad rap. Honestly, I wouldn't last a full day in a classroom with a bunch of middle schoolers or high schoolers. Five-year-olds, I'm all in. But the tough times, I'm not equipped to take care of 30 of them or even 20 of them at a time. So what kind of care or support do you offer teachers?
Oh, right. So we do spend a lot of time, and they're marvelous. They are basically our Marvel superheroes. And we spend a lot of time before the break providing a lot of professional development, a lot of resources for them in terms of emergency care, you know, who to call when they're feeling stressed or when they start to get those Sunday scaries. As we're getting closer to the 6th of January and they're starting to panic, we make sure that we've got something for the teachers when they return as well to help keep them incentivized and motivated to want to return to the classroom.
You talked about how long communities and schools has been in action in Chicago. I've got to imagine that technology has changed everything for you guys, like the ability to stay in contact and to offer help to those who you would never know needed it.
Oh, absolutely. We learned that very quickly during the pandemic and in working with CPS and their technology departments and being able to communicate with families and with teachers when we're out of school time. That has been amazing, and it's really created sort of seamless support for the families so they don't feel disconnected and disenfranchised when offices are closed.
Yeah.
So we're there for that as well.
That's wonderful. Where can people find out more about CIS?
They can look us up on the web at www.cisofchicago.org. They can also find us on Facebook and Instagram.
And since you are a parent of students and you are in the education business, you must be looking forward to tomorrow night after school as well, right?
Well, that's in the rearview mirror. My kiddo is 27 years old.
You've been through it.
I've been through it. I survived it.
Yeah, same here. I've got a 24-year-old, and I know what it's like. It's hard to get them to want to go back to school after the holiday break and get them motivated. Well, thank you so much for sharing the tips and making all of this information available to everyone.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Kids, enjoy your break.